L'mishrei tzora shloi b'moki mitzvah. The chiddush is that you're allowed to marry the tzora, not b'moki mitzvah. And my timer, how do we know that from? On makro, the pasuk says, or leho. That means b'mokom aleho hu diyasiro. B'mokom aleho was asher now. Aleho means in a case where your sister-in-law was married to your brother. There the pasuk says, litzror, that if your brother has a second wife, just like you can't marry the first one, that's your sister-in-law, you can't marry the second wife either. So that's the erev of litzror, that your sister-in-law's second wife is also wasa to you. But when the pasuk says, davka oleho, only b'mokim yibum, that means if your brother is married to your sister-in-law, so then you can't marry the second wife either. Ma'ashenken shaloi b'mokim yibum, again, if a stranger married your sister-in-law, and then he had a second wife also, pshita, if he gets rid of her, you're allowed to marry her. Whereas the issa of tzor is only b'mokim yibum, like we're saying the whole time. Because l'maisa, the second wife, is married to your brother. So she is an erva of eshesach. Since there's no mitzvah yibum, you can't marry her. But let's say the husband is a stranger, not your brother. So the stranger married your sister-in-law, your wife's sister. And he has a second wife also. And then he gets rid of the second wife. Avad, you're allowed to marry her. But how do I know that from? That's the pasuk of Oleho. Oleho teaches me that when do we dash in the word litzror, that the second wife is also offered to you, only b'mokim yibum, because l'maisa she is your brother's wife. But if she's not your brother's wife, if she's married to a stranger, even though one wife is your sister-in-law, but the second wife is not an erva to you, and if he gets rid of her, you're allowed to marry her. That's what we need a pasuk Oleho. So Oleho again is not teaching us an issa yibum, teaching us that you're allowed to marry the tzara. Altogether different the way we learned before. This is the way Rebbe is in the dashing. And omalei Rami bar Chama l'Rava. So Rami bar Chama has to cash out to Rava like this. Rava again was the first one to say now that you do not need a pasuk at all for an erva. It's a svara. There's no mitzvah yibum. So he asked the question, no. Eima erva gufa shloi b'moke mitzvah tishtori. Let's say now the erva gufa shloi b'moke mitzvah should become muta. Why should it become muta? It's a trashy. Eima erva gufa shloi b'moke mitzvah tishtori ki dechsev oleho de koinam yachoy sisha. As you're telling me now, oleho is telling me, that there's no wister on the tzorah shloi b'moke yibum. Maybe it's going back to the whole pasuk. The pasuk says, v'isha el achoy saloi sikach. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. Maybe it says when, only your leho, only the mokim yibum. Only in the case where your brother married the second sister, then there's no mitzvah yibum. But maybe if it's not your brother that married your sister-in-law, maybe if a stranger married your sister-in-law, maybe you are allowed to marry then. Here's the question. If you want to tell me now, leho is going back to explain litzror, that the second wife is mutter, shlei b'mokim yibum. So maybe the whole pasuk shlei b'mokim yibum is mutter. Maybe the only time you can't marry two sisters is only if your brother married your second sister. Mashenken, if it's a stranger that married your second sister, or better still, she's not married at all, maybe then you're allowed to marry two sisters. Maybe the only time you can't marry two sisters is if the second sister was married to your brother. But mokim yibum, that's when it's awesome. But maybe the pasuk says oleho. And oleho is saying means b'mokim yibum. But maybe shloi b'mokim yibum, you're allowed to marry two sisters, poshut? Maybe you're allowed to? The pasuk, this is the whole pasuk that says you can't marry two sisters. And the end of the pasuk says oleho, mashmas only b'mokim yibum. Sati Gemara says that can't be. Gemara says, v'lav kal v'choymu. Isn't this a kal v'choymu? B'mokim mitzvah asiru. Madach b'mokim mitzvah. Where if anything, here the Torah wants you to marry your brother's wife. In other words, your brother married your sister-in-law. And there's a svara to marry your brother's wife, lochim lazera. Still the Torah says you're not allowed to. Shloi b'mokim mitzvah shari. How could that be that if your sister-in-law is not married to your brother, that you're allowed to marry her? Doesn't make any sense. If she's going to be mutter for you to marry two sisters, so there's no svara to say that now that your brother married the second sister, and your brother dies, you can't be miyabma. Like, why not? There's a bigger svara to say you should marry her now. Madzal the Torah says two sisters you're allowed to marry, so of course if your brother married the second sister, of course there'll be a mitzvah. So the Torah says, b'mokim yibum, you can't marry your sister-in-law, mashmi, even if it's not you're married to your brother. Stam, avad, you can't marry two sisters. Omalei, so he said, no, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, tzara tochiach, I'll bring your raya from a tzara. Again, where your sister-in-law is married with somebody else. The b'mokim mitzvah sira. when your brother is married to your sister-in-law and a second wife, both of them are also to you. So you see, the second wife is also b'mokim yibum. But shloi b'mokim mitzvah, let's say it's a stranger that was married to your sister-in-law, and the stranger had another wife also, and then that stranger dies, you're allowed to marry the second wife. So you see, a svarom that b'mokim yibum she's also to you, but shloi b'mokim yibum she's mutter to you. V'shloi b'mokim mitzvah sharia. So maybe over here also say the same thing, that your sister-in-law is only also when she's married to your brother. But when she's married to when she's not married at all, maybe you're allowed to marry two sisters. Or Malay, and this he answered back, no. Olecho amakro, the pasuk says, b'chayeho. That means, kol shebechayeho. It means you can't marry two sisters as long as your wife is alive. Mashma kol shebechayeho, as long as your wife is alive, you're not allowed to marry a second sister. So you can't say it's a heter only b'mokim, it's only an issa b'mokim yibum, because the pasuk says, b'chayeho, you can't marry her, kol zeman, your wife is alive. Fred Gemara, hay b'chayeh mibon lemutay liyachem isa? No, that's not pshan this posik. The posik of b'chayeh, the chiddush to tell us that liyachem isa she's mutter. Most of your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister-in-law. So I would have thought like this. Let's say your two brothers married two sisters, and then your wife died first, and then your brother died. So I would have thought, Lamaisi, your brother's married to your sister-in-law, maybe she's still also. Kamashvullah, know that it's only also to you to marry Kozuman, your wife is alive. But after your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister-in-law. But maybe when is the Mashma Kozuman, your wife is alive, though, then your sister-in-law is also. But again, maybe when? Only when she's married to your brother, that's all. But maybe if she's not married to your brother again, maybe she should be mutter. But this, you know, we're going now that maybe sister-in-law is only yosef b'mokim yibum. That's all. Shloi b'mokim yibum, your sister-in-law is mutter. You want to dash in a posik b'chayeh is mashma that she's also leilam kol zeman your wife is alive. You can't marry the sister. I tell you no. Maybe it's only a chiddush that even b'mokim yibum she's only also when your wife is alive. But when your wife dies, then she becomes mutter to you. But you have no right to say that it means that kol zeman you're married to your wife, the sister is always asa. Maybe the sister is mutter to you. Only when your brother marries your sister, maybe then it becomes asa. Gemara says, no, this drush al yachem isa, mevi isha el achoysa nafka. From isha el achoysa nafka. That's how we know the same. This we learn out from the pasuk Mivisha Lachoisa Nafka, that you can't be married to two sisters. Mashmas only when your wife is alive, then you can't marry the other sister. Samara says no. From this pasuk alone, Hava Mina Nizgarsha Sharya. From this pasuk I alone would think it's only also to be married to two sisters. But let's say you married one sister, and then you gave her a get. Maybe now you're allowed to marry the other sister. Talmud Loima, I need a posik bechayeho. They were dashing kol shebechayeho. The yafagav din is gar shaloi. If you married one sister, kol zaman, she's alive, you're not allowed to marry the other sister. Even if you gave your wife a get, you're still not allowed to marry the other sister. Only if your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry the other sister. So that's why I need a posik bechayeho to teach us. I need a posik bechayeho. So again, we're back to the kasha then, maybe the issa not to marry two sisters is only if the second sister is married to your brother, but maybe if she's not married to your brother, maybe she's mutter. Se'elo omar afuna bar tachlipa, mishmei de rova, trei kroi ksivi. There are two psukim involved over here. Ksiv, one pasuk says, isha el achoysa loitzikach litzro. You can't take two sisters together. Isha el achoysa loitzikach litzro, you can't be married to two sisters. Uksiv, the end of the pasuk says, Lagalos ervosa, to live with one of them, the chodo mashma. Mashma only one is also, not two. Rashi says, Trey kroiksiv, mikoriksiv, litzror, to mashma, lohi vloitzerosa. One pasuk is mashma, that again, you married one wife, so now the sister, you're not allowed to marry the sister, or if there's another wife with the sister, you can't marry her either. Where your brother is married to your sister-in-law, and he has another wife, Litzros says you can't marry the Tzeros either. That's one pasuk. Pozik said, and the younger Pozik says, Legalos ervoso, de mash machod hudi asira. Mashm, it's only us for you to marry your sister-in-law and nobody else. Mashm, there's another wife involved with your sister-in-law, she's mutter. So it's a stira. Okay, so how could this be? But we have to answer like this. B'moka mitzvah shteyim asuros. Where it's a question, your brother married your sister-in-law, and he has another wife. So then, b'mokim, yibum, both are asur. Because the ma'isa, since one of them is your sister-in-law, she's an erva, there's no mitzvah yibum, so both of them are without the mitzvah yibum, it's also to marry your brother's wife. But shloi b'mokim mitzvah, let's say not the b'mokim mitzvah, a stranger married your sister-in-law, and he has a second wife also, then the locher is, he asura. Only your sister-in-law is also to you. That's the end of the pasuk. Legalis ervosa. That sometime only she herself is also, and not the tzara. V'tzarasa muteris, and the tzarasa is mutter. So if so, you see clearly, even in the case that your sister-in-law is married to somebody else, not to your brother, still there's an erva involved. The Torah says, legalis ervosa. Sometimes only your sister-in-law is also, and not the other wife. The first part of the pasuk says, Litzror, even the second wife is also Asa. That's the Sira. First it says, your sister-in-law and the second wife, both are Asa to you. And then it says, no, Legalis Ervosa, only she is Asa to you, and not the other wife. So Teretz has to be, B'mokim Yibum, when your brother is the husband married to these two wives, so since there's no Mitzvah Yibum, both remain in Issa Erva HaShach to you. The pasuk that's mashma only she, but the other wife is mutter. That's when the husband was a stranger. The husband was a stranger, so there's no isser eshesach. Then the only isser is your sister-in-law. So only your sister-in-law is also to you, but the second wife is mutter. So maybe we see that a sister-in-law is also to you, even shleib mokim yibum. For the Gemara Epecha, no, let's say just the opposite still. That wasn't still like this. The mokim mitzvah maybe he asurib tzarosim materis. Maybe no. When your brother married your sister-in-law and has a second wife, then maybe the second wife is mutter. Maybe there is a mitzvah yibum on the tzara. Only the erev alone you can't be miyabim. But for shlei b'mokim mitzvah, when it's a stranger that's married to your sister-in-law, shteyim asuros, maybe then both are asur. Like in svar, we don't know which way to say. And true, there's a stir in the psukim. One is mashma only your sister-in-law, and one is mashma both wives are asur to you. So maybe both are asur when it's a stranger. Like there's a new issa put upon the tzara. You can't marry the tzara of your sister-in-law. But maybe b'mokim yibum, when your brother is married to your sister-in-law, has a second wife, so true, your sister-in-law has an heir, but there's no mitzvah yibum. But maybe the Torah was matter the tzara b'mokim yibum. For the Marim Cain, if so, lo yemer aleha, the apostle shouldn't have said aleha, and shouldn't have been talking about mitzvah yibum then over here. That the pasuk that says at the beginning, Loisikach Litzror, Mashmishis Osir, it says Olea Mashmish B'mokim Yibum. So that the ratio of the pasuk says that both are also your sister-in-law and the second wife, it says Olea Mashmish B'mokim Yibum. So you have to say that B'mokim Yibum, both are also. So when does the pasuk say only one is also? Shaloi B'mokim Yibum by a stranger. So I quote one, that's the way the locker is, that by a stranger, only your sister-in-law is also, but the second wife is mutter. Oh, Malay Rav Ashna Rav Kano, Mimai Dahai Oleho, Li Yisura. How do you know to say this word Oleho? It's coming Li Yisura. Like we're saying, the Pesach says, Loi Sikach, you can't marry your sister-in-law, and we're saying Oleho means even B'mokim Yibum. Even if she's married to your brother, still it's also. Who said that? Duma La Tera. Maybe the pasuk Oleha means a heter that you're allowed to. Vochi koma rachmona. Maybe this is what the pasuk means to say. Isha el achoysa loisikach litzro. You're not allowed to marry a sister-in-law. And who adin litzro, the second wife, either you can't marry. I would tell you loihi evil loitzerosa. You can't marry your sister-in-law. And who adin, if your sister-in-law is married to a stranger even, and there's another wife involved, you can't marry the tzar either. This is only shleidim makam aleha. This is not b'mokim yibum by a stranger. Abu b'mokim aleho, but maybe b'mokim aleho shteyim mutaris. Maybe b'mokim aleho both are mutter. B'mokim yibum maybe both is mutter. Maybe the whole erev of Eisha Lachos is mutter, and the tzara is also mutter. Sigmaran says in Cain, if so, legalois ervo dechod eichem ishkachas lo. How do you have the end of the pasuk that's mashma sometimes only one is also and not two of them? How do you have a case only one, only your sister-in-law, and not the second wife? Eich mishkachas lo. Ibe moke mitzvah, you want to tell me a svara now, that when they're married to your brother, shteyim mutaris, both are mutar. Ish loy be moke mitzvah, shteyim asurais. If it's not the moke mitzvah, you want to tell me both of them are osur. So how do you have the case that only one is osur and the other one is mutar? So the kids said, the only way to dashen is tsukimah, the way we have it, that aleho means b'mokim yibum, and still the pasuk says, lo yisikach litzror. You can't take your sister-in-law, and who then you can't take the second wife either. Both are also b'mokim yibum. If your brother is married to your sister-in-law and to another wife, so just like there's no yibum on your sister-in-law, that's this pasuk that tsor is also. And the tsor is, because since there's no mitzvah yibum, she remains with the yisr, eshesach. Ma'ashenkin, if it's a stranger that's married, so there can't be any yisr upon the second wife. If a stranger is married to your sister-in-law, so true, she you can't marry. But what does it got to do with the second wife? If the stranger had a second wife, what does the second wife have to do with you? So when the husband gets rid of her, avad, you're allowed to marry her. So that's where we're coming on now. Well, the second opshotim here is that for the erev itself, you do not need a posik, and all these psukim are only to tell us that tzara is also. Now Gufa, this was addressed before. Rabbi Yom, Rabbi said before, the pasuk says v'lokach. It should have said v'lokach. It says v'lokcha. So the hey is a drasha, and v'yibim. It should have said the word v'yibim, and it says v'yivma a drasha. So lesat sorois v'yarois. That's the way Rabbi dashed here. It teaches that yibim only applies to certain cases and not to all cases. What do you mean not to all cases? That if she's an erva, there's no mitzvahs yibim. If she's a tzara, there's no mitzvahs yibim. Read the Gemara, midi tzaras ksiva. Where does it say a word about tzaras over here? The pasuk says, v'lokcha v'yivma. Take your brother's wife and be miyavna. So true, it says two extra hays. But what does that do to tzara? We're talking about your brother's wife, not about the tzara. Tzaras, hechik ksiva, where does it say a word about the tzaras? V'yoyit, tzarois melitzra nafka, kashan rebbe. What does Rabbi have to dash in Soros from this posik? We have a posik before from Litzror. That was no drosha. Litzror teaching us at Soros Erva. In other words, what does he do with the word Litzror? Simar says, first of all, Mapik le Rebbe likud Rebbe Shimon. That the word Litzror Rebbe uses for the way Rebbe Shimon dashens. Rashi brings down that Rebbe Shimon dashens a drosha like this, the Perik Dal Rachin. Third parak, Gimel Achin, with three brothers involved. Shnayim mehem nesuin shtei achoyis. You have three brothers, two of them were married to two sisters. Ayish or Bita, one brother married a mother and the other brother married a daughter. It's Mutter. Umeiso, now both of your two brothers died. V'noflu v'nei ashlishi. Comes out, both of those two wives come to the third brother now. So it comes out, either two sisters are falling to one brother, or else the mother and the daughter is falling to one brother, and you can't marry both of them. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. You can't marry a daughter and a mother. So what do? For nafluf ne'ashlishi, harayelu chaletzus lemis yabemis. The Tanakhama later says that a mitzvah chalit applies, but yibim you can't do. Why can't you be miyavim one of them? Lefi sheshteyem zekukos loy, they're both zokuk to you, means a little bit attached to you, mikedushe shneyochiv. The Zika heavy ksas kedushin. This is a big yisoid. We'll see the whole masecht about the Zika. Zika means the second your brother dies, there's a mitzvah yibum you to his wife. So his wife is a little bit attached to you. So Rashi's calling the Zika heavy ksas kedushin. It's considered like she's a little bit married to you. That's why we'll soon see you could do it bar korcha. Even if the isha doesn't want you to be miyavma, if you go and live with her, make beer with her, you're miyavma bar korcha even. Because the pshati, she's right now a little bit your wife. And all you got to do is just finish off the kedushin, that's all. So as soon as your brother dies, if you don't do anything yet, it's called yei zika. That means you're attached a little bit to her. And the Rashi says, heavy kiksas kedushin. Now, vim yabim choda, if you're going to marry one of your brother's wives, vim yabim choda minayu, kenosav achos sukhukosoi. It comes out, you're marrying now your sister-in-law. Because the other brother's wife is a little bit zokah to you, a little bit attached to you. Your two brothers died. Both of them are a little bit attached to you. So if you marry one sister, she's a little bit called your wife's sister. Because you're attached to the other sister. So maybe you can't be miyav, neither one of them. Therefore what you have to do is make chalitza. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Shimon says over there, poita b'shtayim, menachlitza menayivim. Rabbi Shimon Shita says, no, in such a case there's no mitzvah yivim at all. If your two brothers are married to two sisters, and both of them die and fall to a third brother, the third brother has no mitzvah yibum. How does Rabbi Shimon know that?
He's not
allowed to. He's not both. Once, we always said, once there's no mitzvah yibum, you're not allowed to then. No. Whenever there's no mitzvah yibum, there's always an heir of Eish Hasach, he can't marry you. Right, you're not allowed to, right?
What if the brother died at the same time as your wife?
So what?
So at that instant...
And you're allowed to, That's not allowed to, then you're allowed to. Min the yal of time of mitzvah, Rabbi Shimon learns it out from the pasuk litzro. V'shor shenasu tzarazu azu. That's where Dashan this pasuk. In a case where two brothers die together and two sisters become a tzar at the same time to you, you're going hocha. The nasu ha'achoyes tzarazu azu bezika lo yeh locho lekukun afilu biyachas mihen. That's what Rabbi Shimon Dashan is the word litzro. Litzro is not teaching you your side of your brothers married to your daughter. That the other wife you can't marry. That's not what Litzra is going on. Litzra is going on when two sisters together fall to Yibam to you, that there's no Mitzvah Yibam. When the three brothers again, the two brothers are married to two sisters, and they both died, so since two sisters are falling to you together, that's the way Dashan this Pasuk. Litzra means when two sisters together are coming, your wife together, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. So according to him, it's not, what?
Not from a Svara, but from the Pasuk.
From the Pasuk, right, there's Pasuk from Yibam, right. We'll go into this later. Rakol Ponim, he does not use the word litzra for tzara. Therefore, it's good why Rebbe needs a new pasuk to say tzara. How do we know there's no mitzvah even by tzara? Again, the case where your brother is married to your sister-in-law, and he has a second wife also, and now your brother dies, how do I know you can't marry the second wife? Maybe the second one there is a mitzvah yibum. Hey, it's according to Rabbi, holds like Reb Shimon, the word litzra is not teaching us this case, but rather the case where two of them fall together. So it's good why Rebbe needs another pasuk to teach us you can't marry the tzara. But the first question is though, where do you see it from this pasuk? Here the pasuk says, V'locha v'yivma. How do you see a tzara here? Well, it says, This is what the pasuk means to say. In kain leima kro v'lokach. My v'lokcha. What does it mean v'lokcha? Lash dava plural. You have to take both of them. The mashma like this: Kol heicha dika trei lekuchin. Whenever your brother had two wives and you're able to take either one of them, that means the boy nosafai. If you wanted to, you can marry this one of your brother's wife. Again, your brother had two wives and your brother died. So pasuk says v'lokcha mashma loshin. You have to take both of them. We know you're not going to be miyabim two. You're going to be miyabim one. But the pasuk means to say is when is there a mitzvah yibum? When you have your choice and you could marry either one of them. That means the boy nosaf hai, the boy nosaf hai, sharia. If either one of the two is mutter to you, then you have your choice. Take whichever one you want and do the mitzvah yibum. But let's say in our case, your brother is married to your daughter and he has a second wife. So you don't have your choices then. The second wife, you could be miyabim in svara. But your daughter, you can't be miyabim. You don't have the choice. In such a case, the pasuk is saying, "Tavayu asiri," that both of them are also. That's the drasha of
Lokha.
So same thing, no matter how many they are. You have to have a choice, all of them. Every one of them has to be mutter to you. If any one is also to you, that's the drasha of Lokha. The Lokha means you have to be able to take any one of them that you want. And if one of them is also to you, there's no mitzvah yivma on all of them. That's the Rebbe Dashans from Lokha. The Yivma, what's the drasha of the Yivma? The Mokim Yibam Hudi Asira, Tzara. When can't you marry the second wife only if it's married to your brother? Again, the Svara is an Eish Hasach. But Shloi B'Mokim Yibam, let's say it's a stranger that's married to your daughter, and he has a second wife, Shari Tzara. Then Avadu, it's Mutter to marry the Tzara, there's no Issa on the Tzara. In other words, not a Isser that you can't marry your daughter's like second wife. There's no Issa upon that. The Easter is that B'mokim Yibam, if she's married to your brother, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. So if your brother is married to your daughter and has a second wife, since there's no Mitzvah Yibam here, the second wife remains with the Easter, Eish Hasach, she's your brother's wife. But if it's a stranger that's married to two of them, Avada, the second wife, becomes Mutter to you, you don't let it's Mutter. For the more V'rabonin, Hai V'lokcha Mayavadle, Hey, the Rabbonin learn out Soros Erva from the word Litzro. So then, what do the Rabbanim do with this pasuk v'locha? It's an extra hey. What do they do v'locha? Mi boda l'ka Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. The Yom Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. V'locha melamed shemagarsha beget u'machzira. It's a tremendous chiddush. that even though she's your brother's wife, I would have thought really she's an erva. But the Torah gives you a heter, you're allowed to marry her. So close the man you marry, you're okay. But if you want to get rid of her, maybe she's not your wife completely. Maybe you can't give her a get. Maybe if you want to get rid of her, you have to give her chalitza. And even if you get rid of her, maybe you can never marry her back again. Like maybe really she's still an erva of an eish esach. Just you have a right to live with her. And if you want to get rid of her, you have to give her chalitza. Kamash mela no. V'locha means once you marry her, she's completely your wife like any other wife. That now if you want to get rid of her, all you got to do is just give her a get. You don't have to give her chalitza. And after you give her a get, if you want to remarry her again, you're allowed to. Even though there's no mitzvah yibam later, but so what? Now the issa eish esach goes off completely. That even if you give her a get now, if you want to marry her back a second time, she's mutter. There's no issa. We're talking about where she didn't live with another husband in between. But there's no issa to be master gurushosai. So how do we know this? That once you marry your miyabim, your brother's wife, she becomes like a regular wife to you. That there's a din gerish now, and you can take her back again later. That's the pasuk v'locha. That once you miyabim her, it's called likuchin, she's mamish called 100% like a regular wife. Then v'yivma. What do the rabbanon do with the pasuk v'yivma? Al kocha. Like we said, that even though she doesn't want, if you force and you live with her, you mekayem the mitzvah, she's your wife automatically. Even though a regular wife, you can't marry your bar kocha, a regular wife, you can only marry b'ritzon, she has to agree to it, you can't force a lady to get married to you, but the teretz is, here like we said before, there's zikr involved, that as soon as your brother dies, she's a little bit attached to you already. So the mitzvah, yivam, does not need das, she doesn't need her das. As long as the man lives with her, that's the mitzvah yibum, and he's automatically married to her. For yivma al koch, even if you force her, you make the beer with her, she's your wife. Rashi's bar kocha, shimbole yovim afilo bar kocha, kono, he's koinish, is his wife. V'yorsho metamalo l'chol dover yishtoi bach bia. There's bia alone, that's the mitzvah yibum. This man. A very good kashrei. A mukkah shim we had before. There's a pshat that if she comes to Bezin, she says, I don't want to get married to her, Bezin listens to her. And Bezin forces him to give a chalitza. But if he goes there and lives with her, he did the mitzvah already, he can't do anything. Just of all, there Bezin listens to her and says, if she tiny, she doesn't want to get married to him, she has the right to complain to Bezin. And Bezin will force him to give chalitza. But if he doesn't listen, he makes yibim, and he writes, yibim zafilu bar kocha. Yeah, afterwards, yeah. The Rebbe, the more of a Rebbe, the Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Chanina, Melisha, Nafki. Learned it out from the word Melisha. It says also Melisha that once you marry, she becomes your wife. Al Koch, how does he know that Chiddush even Al Koch? Miyivama Yovi Yoleh Nafka. Says Yovi Yoleh Mashma. That's no mitzvah. As long as the Yovim comes on her, lives with her, even Al Koch, he's Mekadosh, he's Mekayim Mitzvah Yibim. For the more of a Rebbe, Ha Yoleh Ma Yovidleh. So good, Rabbi Dashin the Tchiddush of Tzoror from the word V'locha and V'yivma. For the Gemara now, what does Rabbi do with our original Pasuk Oleho? He doesn't need the word Oleh to teach us Tzorah Serva. He knows it from the second Pasuk of V'locha and V'yivma. So what does Rabbi do with our whole first Gemara, the Drosha of Oleho? Mayovadlei miboy lele katanya. And these are for another Drosha. About Hilchos Kavonis. We learn like this. Ein chayovim bezdin. If bezdin does a chet, helim dover, that they pass in the shiloh and everybody listen to them, so they have to bring a korban chatas now, is ein chayovim bezdin elo al dover shes doine korus. Such an avera, that if you do the avera bezodin b'mezi d'chayev korus, v'shem losve chatas, and you do it b'shoigeg, d'chayev a korban chatas. V'chein ha-mashiach, the same thing with by a mashiach, the kohen godol, the same thing. V'loi b'avaras kechovim, elo al dover shes chayovim al doine korus, shem losve chatas. This is a ganz reason to stop here. The kids, he needs the word Aleh for Chiddush of Kabonis.